Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Happy Thursday. We're glad you're here with us at 107 on the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Come join us. Come say hi. We'd love to see you. We're real close to 12,000 subscribers on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We're asking you in the live chat of today's live broadcast, how do you feel about Trump's handling of Canada? We kind of talked about this. Was it yesterday? Well, I guess it was because I've only been with you for a full day this week since yesterday.
I'm going to say it was yesterday.
How do we all feel about the 51st state thing, the Governor Trudeau? Trump went in kind of hard on the Canada, like the picking on Canada kind of thing. And I saw a lot of people speaking on this from a social media standpoint that weighed in on not liking the tone. And I don't think that it was as much that he said it. It was the frequency with which he said it. I'm pretty sure hate it is strong. But I'm more hated it than indifferent, because I don't think that the material nature of attacking Canada the way the administration attacked Canada was, I don't think that we were going to get to the other side of that. There are things that he's saying he's going to do that I believe he's going to do. I don't think I ever really bought into the 51st state idea. And I don't know that if, I don't know, it just seemed like the shiny object that he couldn't stop following.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent on this, but I don't love, he didn't really need to inflame it the way that he did, so I don't like that. I would lean toward hated on that. But the problem is, since the question is, how do you feel about Trump's handling of Canada, he's going to hurt them economically. And not because he hates them, but because he's like, these deals aren't good. They've never been good for us.
He's balancing it out.
They need to change, and when we change them, you're going to feel real pain here. And so I think he was getting ahead of that and saying, look, we could change our entire relationship, but the way that he did it, it kind of pushed him away further. So,
yeah, I think that's a good point that the if you're talking about how he's handling Canada, you could talk about what he's doing and what he's saying. And what he's doing, I'm interested in that. I want to know how that shakes out. What he's saying, I thought it was funny. When Trudeau went to Mar-a-Lago and sat down with President Trump, and he's like, Governor Trudeau. I thought that was funny.
I did too.
And I also think when it involves Trudeau, it's always funny.
Yeah.
Like, without the 51st state thing, like, towards the people of Canada, if it's all wrapped into just Trudeau, I'm actually saying I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The trouble is, he really could have wrapped this up and said, look, we're going to have to change our relationship. You're going to feel some pain because we have to change these deals. We can do this very nicely, though. And he didn't do that. He basically said, we're in the position of strength. You're not.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen.
I'm much more inclined. I would vote indifferent on this.
I am too.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But indifferent is not an endorsement on Trump like I am on usual things. So indifferent is like a step back, like, I'm going to sit this one out. If someone came up and be like, how do you justify how he's talking about Canada? I'd be like, I don't really have to.
Yeah.
That's not really my job. There are other things that people said, how do you justify Trump's support for blah, blah, blah? I'm like, well, A, B, C, and D, and E, and F, and G. And this one, I'm just like, you'd have to ask him. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Oh, man. Congresswoman Mary Miller sat down with me while we were in Washington, D.C., while I was in Washington, D.C., and we were able to discuss quite a few things. Of course, this week, is as a lot of people acknowledge, congratulate the president on his first 100 days. Many other people would be detractors of the president's first 100 days. Congresswoman Mary Miller is not going to be a detractor. She might be his number one cheerleader in the House of Representatives and has always been tried and true, a major MAGA supporter. We had a great conversation. It was nice to sit down and speak with her about families and also about things that are in Illinois. And so let's listen in, Brad, to the Congresswoman.
We are sitting in Congresswoman Mary Miller's office. Very excited to have a conversation with another Southern Illinois representative here in Washington, D.C. Thank you for the time today.
Well, you're welcome. Great to see you out here.
So I'm out here for the 100 days of the first, or the second term, I should say, of Donald Trump's administration. First things first, how do you feel the president's doing?
Oh my, A plus, you know, Trump 2.0 is even better than Trump first term because of the pace that he's accomplishing his agenda. So, you know, he wants our country to be strong, safe, and secure, and he's getting it done. So,
yeah.
Especially at the border.
So, I think that yesterday I was at the press briefing with Tom Homan, and listening to Tom Homan have the resolve on, you know, that clear-eyed focus about doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who want to throw, you know, accusations or insults his way, Trump's way, about what they're doing, make it a super emotional story.
Right.
But Donald Trump and the people who he has empowered in this administration understand what the good and right thing is. And it seems like all the noise doesn't affect them.
I don't think it does. And President Trump loves our country, and he's proven it. And the first role of the government is to protect the people. So we have to secure our borders. I was saying from the very beginning, President Biden and Mayorkas, in my opinion, guilty of treason to open up our border, to advertise and facilitate the invasion. And can you even imagine that they flew in, according to President Trump, 10,000 convicted murderers and 16,000 convicted rapists into our country? Who would do that unless it's someone that hates our country? But I believe that they want to completely overthrow the country, which Barack Obama said that was his dream, is that we would fundamentally change our country.
Yeah.
But one of the methods that those people use is chaos and overwhelming the system, which is what they tried to do. And they've left President Trump and his people a mess.
Yeah.
But he's undeterred.
And he's done a really good job of staying the course, and 100 days in with a lot of days yet to go to still get the job done. It seems as though he's made progress on most of his campaign promises. Let's take it home to Illinois a little bit for a minute. So I know in the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker this weekend made some comments, and he's trying to get people riled up. He says that we need to be castigated at the soapbox or whatever and beaten at the ballot box. I don't really know what that means per se, but I understand that if the Republicans were saying it, they'd be talking about rhetoric and inflammatory language.
Completely.
How do you feel about the governor?
I can't really say it.
I mean, sure you can.
Well, he wants to run for president.
Yeah.
But he's been an utter failure as a governor. He's been overseeing the demise of our state in every way. Population, we're bleeding population. Industries leaving. We were a net exporter of energy. Now we're importing energy. We're not a safe state. We're a sanctuary state. We are spending billions of dollars on illegals, and he is defying federal law by harboring criminal aliens.
So, Congresswoman, when you and I generally have conversations, we get to talk about families, and we get to talk about children. And I think about the first 100 days of Trump's administration on the second term. They're such big transformative ideas that I feel though as though he is giving me hope as a parent for the future, that maybe that American dream that I you know, you remember the Greatest Generation, my grandparents, my boomer parents' age, like the idea of an American dream was something that people pursued. But as a 40-something millennial myself, I don't really know that my peers think about an American dream. I think that that's kind of been diminished a little bit. But with the changes that the Trump administration is putting in, I feel like that might be in reach in a way that hasn't been before. What do you think about the future for our kids and how this administration is looking towards
them? Well, I feel very hopeful. President Trump is restoring the foundation of our country, which, first of all, is faith and family. And then also what every American wants. They want to feel safe and secure in their communities. They want economic opportunities, and they want their children to get excellent educations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, to be safe and secure, you have to restore the border and deport the illegals that are here. Economic opportunity, we need one of its great accomplishments from the first term, deregulation. So if you combine him securing for us better trade agreements, tax cuts, and deregulation, I think that we're going to look forward to a booming economy.
One of the things that you've championed a lot is the difference between boys and girls.
Yes.
And the idea that boys shouldn't be playing in girls' sports, and that girls should feel safe and protected in the private spaces that they have. The state of Illinois has not agreed with the president's movement on keeping boys out of girls' sports. I know that the IHSA, the Athletic Association for the high schools in the state of Illinois, has kind of tried to just back out of it and not take either side, which landed them against the Trump pressure to separate those.
Well,
what do you
they
think
actually
that?
Took a side.
They
because
did.
Because they're ignoring President Trump's executive orders, so they took a side. And the whole purpose of the IHSA is to make sure that we have fair competition. And it is not fair to let men in girls' athletics. It will destroy girls' athletics.
What do you think, if you're, you know, we'll have a lot of Illinois folks listening to this interview. If they maybe didn't realize that the IHSA wasn't taking an active role in making sure that boys and girls were separated in sports, do you have any advice for those folks listening right now as to what they can do to put some pressure?
Well, first of all, I am calling on Attorney General Pam Bondi to come in and investigate what's going on. For parents, I think, and I have 5 daughters and 10 granddaughters.
Yeah.
So 100%, if your daughter is being put up against a team or someone competing against them as an individual that is male, I think that they should opt out of the competition.
Would you like to know? Would you like folks to contact you in the state of Illinois if they're facing that situation?
Absolutely.
I want you to contact Congresswoman Mary
and
Miller.
Parents, get involved.
Yeah.
Even in education, I say all the time, communities thrive when the schools and the parents work together. Parents are in the driver's seat. for education, for athletics, mm-hmm. for protecting our kids.
So before I let you go, we're speaking here with Congresswoman Mary Miller. Talk to me about the Illinois election that's coming up, because Governor J.B. Pritzker hasn't said that he's not running for his third term. He could run again. Pretty clear he's trying to maybe be the president of the United States, but we also know that Senator Durbin is not running for re-election. Mm-hmm. What's your advice to Illinois voters and the Illinois Republican Party on how to make sure we win?
Well, we have had low voter turnout, which I think passing a voter ID law will help states like Illinois. Mm-hmm. We need to get people out.
Do you mean that federally, a voter ID law?
Okay. Yeah. But I think we need to get people out to vote. So local grassroots effort are very important. The precinct committeemen need to know how many votes they have, and they need to make sure that they harvest those votes, that they go out and chase those ballots. And it's my husband says all the time, if we could just get gun owners out to vote, mm-hmm. we could win.
Yeah.
And if the registered Republicans would come out to vote, we could win.
Well, so, I think turnout is absolutely where it is. And we've seen the state of Illinois has dramatically shifted in the way of Donald Trump. And because of the gerrymandering of the districts, we didn't see that.
I do want to tell the listeners that George Washington actually did not win that many battles, but ultimately he won because he didn't quit. Mm. And the left wants us to be discouraged. We cannot quit. We have to keep on for our children's sake.
I love it. That's exactly the right message. Yeah. Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you. So good to
Thanks
be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Congresswoman and I sat down to have that conversation. Really enjoyed that. She had her office all ready for us. It was so great to go in there and have that discussion. Hope you liked that. That's some of our coverage from my Washington, D.C. trip earlier this week to be able to participate in the White House press corps, to go to Capitol Hill. And a huge thank you to Stewart's American Mortgage and the Bagel Loan for making this possible. To Grasser Electric for all of your electric needs. If you have an emergency repair situation, if you want to refit your home with up-to-date and future-proof your home with electrical needs, Grasser Electric can help you there as well. All right, quick break. When we come back, Joe Concha joins us. And Joe and I have been hanging out lately, not in person, but through his new book, which is out now. It's called The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. I have the audiobook and he reads it and it's fantastic. I'm halfway through. I think I'm on the Mike Wall or Mike Walls. See, this is a problem today. The Tim Walls chapter. He talks a lot about how Tim Walls is Midwestern, and I'm like, I am mad about the sustained correlation between Tim Walls and the Midwest. Why you gotta do us like that?
Open with it.
But I mean, isn't the whole point, and I'm halfway through the chapter, they probably will make that point, that he didn't sell the Midwestern thing, and J.D. Vance is sitting by in the wing going, doing his Midwestern thing, which is kind of snarky, funny comments from the back.
So you're at the cliffhanger part where you don't know the answer to that question in the book yet?
I don't know Joe Concha's answer.
Okay.
But it's been greatly entertaining up to this point. It's called The Greatest Comeback Ever, but Joe Concha is with us next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.